ربنا
Supplication is the wealth of the believer and the bridge by which one achieves proximity to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Exalted.
A path to salvation, a way to connect the two worlds. On the program, Bridge.
You're listening to the program Bridge on RIB English Radio with Sheikh Mahdi.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. All praise belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we send our love and salutation to the last messenger of Allah, the Holy Prophet Muhammad and his pure progeny. And we ask you, the dear listeners of RIB English Radio, to remember us in your du'as in the final hours of this holy month of Ramadan. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to not let this Ramadan be the last Ramadan of our lives, yet make it to be the final Ramadan of occultation of the moon of guidance, our beloved Imam of time. Inshallah, this Eid al-Fitr will be an Eid that we celebrate and we spend time in joy with the news of the return and reappearance of our beloved Imam of time, inshallah. We've been talking about the 12th dua of Sahifa Sajjadiyah, the dua in seeking repentance and seeking forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and confessing to our mistakes and sins. This 12th dua goes to the point that Imam Sajjad alayhi salam calls Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with number of beautiful titles. And one of those titles that we stopped by last time was that وَيَا مَنْ اسْتَصْلَحَ فَاسِدَهُمْ بِالتَّوْبَةِ, O one who seeks to heal their corruption or the corruption of your servants through repentance. So one of the consequences of repentance is that it heals the corruptions that has been caused previously by those actions. Let's take a break and come back.
A path to salvation. A way to connect the two worlds.
The bridge between Allah and His creation.
A bridge that is meant to take us to Allah, to take us to His proximity. A bridge that is in the form of dua and supplication.
In this program, we offer commentary on the du'as of As-Sahifatu Sajjadiyah of Imam Sajjad alayhi salatu wasalam.
The famous book of litanies, the Psalms of Islam.
Bridge.
Rabbana. Rabbana.
All right, respected listeners to IRIB English Radio, the beautiful 12th dua of Sahifa Sajjadiyah continues on with these titles that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is being called by. And this one, interestingly, is a very in-depth title that inshallah we'll spend a few minutes talking on, and that is وَيَا مَنْ رَضِيَ مِنْ فِعْلِهِمْ بِالْيَسِيرِ, O he who is pleased with the easy of their acts. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, one of the conditions or one of the attributes that we have to remember and we have to keep in mind is that he will get pleased with a little of our sincere act. Easily. You offer 2 rak'ah salat and you only have him in mind. Your intention is pure. You're not doing this certain deed to please anyone else but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But the amount of that action is very, very small and tiny. to the extent that no one else will even look at it, but it's sincerely and purely for the cause of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He'll take it. He'll be pleased with it. Ya man radiya. Radiya means he's pleased. Not only he accepts it, but he accepts it and takes it with pleasure. He enjoys it. You pray two rak'ah salat in the middle of night, nobody's seeing you, and you ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for something, and you're answered, and your dua will come answered. You pay a very small chunk of charity. No one is seeing it. It might not even be very helpful. You're putting a dollar aside, and no one will see it. It might not be very effective and helpful to anyone. What is a dollar? But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take it, will accept it. You donate something very tiny and small, but you do it with sincere intention, and you do it only for the cause of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will easily accept it, and he'll be easily pleased. وَيَوْمَنْ كَافَ قَلِيلَهُمْ بِالْكَثِيرِ O he who recompenses with the much their little. One of the other attributes and one of the other etiquettes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that he will give abundance. He will give extra credit to the little of the work that we do in our lives. Please spend a few seconds to think about these two terms. Inshallah, we'll come back.
Listening to the program Bridge on IRIB English Radio.
All right, respected listeners to IRIB English Radio, we are with you with the program Bridge. And this is the final portion of our session. The dua continues. The dua of the 12th dua of Sahifa Sajjadiya by Imam Zainul Abidin continues. Another title and attribute that Imam calls Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by in this dua is وَيَوْمَنْ ضَمِنَ لَهُمْ إِجَابَةَ الدُّعَاءِ O the one who has made himself accountable to them to respond to supplications. This comes from the verse of the Holy Quran. In the Holy Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands us to call upon Him. He says, "Udu'uni astajib lakum." Call upon me, I will respond to you. And then, in continuation, and in another, also on another notes, a number of numerous other notes, He says, "Those who express arrogance, those who see themselves above making dua, they feel that they have the power and I'm not the Almighty, I do not have the power, those people will enter the hellfire with humiliation, with disrespect. Why? Because if you are not making dua, that means you're expressing selfishness and arrogance, and you see yourself needless of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is what the reality of not making dua is. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, if you show humbleness, if you express humbleness by coming to my door and making dua, the answer is guaranteed. The answer might not be the answer that you want, but it is guaranteed that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will answer every dua that we make. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Sheikh Mahdi in the program Bridge on RIB English Radio.
هرگز نگیرد تا ابد آقا کسی جای تو را، هرگز مخواد از کف دهم عشق و تولای تو را. یا سجاد